today in Project Weight Loss. So what do I mean by quit training like a bodybuilder? Now, it's really common that when people get into a fat loss or weight loss routine, the first thing that we do is we usually Google how to lose weight, right? And it's usually that we need to do a ton of cardio. You're going to the gym, working out 5 to 6 days per week. You're doing body split training parts. And I definitely feel like, not feel like, I know it is not very productive for you when it comes actually down to losing weight. And I know this because I used to compete in bodybuilding. I used to compete in natural bodybuilding. So I know exactly what it's like to train like that in order to lose weight. And let me tell you this, it absolutely works. Of course, training like a bodybuilder works. Of course, training like a bodybuilder absolutely works in order to lose body fat and to lose weight. It works very fucking well. Let me tell you that much. But it's not going to work so much well for you. Now, here's a list of reasons why, right? So one of the main factors is you got to consider time. You have to consider time and actually how busy you currently are. Do you have enough time to actually put the reps in and work out like a bodybuilder? Do you have enough time to work out with those 5 to 6 day splits during the week? Do you have enough time to do endless amounts of cardio in order to lose body fat and get super, super shredded? Probably not. And the reason why I don't think that's very effective for you is for a couple of reasons. One, you might not have the amount of time to work out 5 to 6 days per week. You might be way more effective only working out 3 to 4 days per week compared to 5 to 6. It's a lot of time throughout your week, right? Especially if you're working long hour days, especially if you have a demanding career or a job, like you're more of a higher-end professional, right? And plus, you got to also consider like the body part splits that you're actually training, right? You're doing like chest on one day, back on another day. Like training like that and building that kind of muscle on the body, if your body's not prepared for it, like it really just ruins your mobility on your body. You can get a lot of joint pain from it, training like that, unless your like body is fully, fully prepared. And what I think is going to work a lot better for a lot of you that, you know, are part of my audience or actually listening to this training right now, is coming down to the understanding that you need to train more like an athlete, not more like a bodybuilder. And the reason for that is because, like, you're just not a bodybuilder. That's not your goal. Your goal is to lose weight. Your goal is to look good naked. Your goal is to move and function around a lot better. So there's a lot of different ways you can actually apply this and not do these 5 to 6 day splits. Now, if that's something that you want to do, absolutely go for it. I fucking love bodybuilding training. I love it. I'm just competing in it, right? But I think as you get older, especially after your 30s, training more like an athlete becomes way more important nowadays compared to what was in the past. Right. So what do I mean by that? Well, I'm talking about actually athletic training, like doing stuff that's actually going to work your heart rate, right? And it's going to boost your cardiovascular performance. Doing stuff where you're actually working on your mobility for your hips because you're sitting down all day. You don't have lower back pain. Working on mobility for your shoulders. You can throw the ball around with your kid without blowing up your shoulder. Doing stuff that's actually going to require movement throughout the day so you can actually just function and do everyday stuff, like carry your groceries up the steps. And unfortunately, with bodybuilding training, because sometimes that type of training is so intense when it comes down to intensity, it's very hard to recover from. You get very, very, very stiff. You can't move too well, right? So again, it's all super context dependent. We got to find out, okay, is this super suitable for you? Does this actually make sense for what your goals are trying to achieve? Now, if you want a more time-effective strategy on exactly how to lose weight, well, I'm going to give you a couple examples of different workouts and different styles of trainings that you can actually implement into your current routine. Number one, you can do full body. 3 days, full body workouts work super, super good. I'm also a big fan of upper-lower splits, like upper one day, lower split, upper another day, lower splits, doing that 4 days per week. You can also need to do a push-pull legs, like push one day, pull one day, legs, and then full body on the last day, or just 3 days of push-pull legs, right? So there's many ways to do that to be a lot more efficient when it comes down to getting fat loss results, right? And you can include different methods into your workout program, such as EMOMs, which are every minute on the minute. That's actually one of my favorite things to actually teach clients. So it's going to learn to maximize your time. It's like it's a form of interval training. And the goal with this workout is to complete a certain amount of reps of a particular exercise within 60 seconds and to use whatever time is left in that minute to rest. Such as push-ups, right? You do 20 reps, 20 push-ups, and then the remainder of time within that minute, you use it to rest. And then you can repeat that sequence for 5 minutes. Is it as effective as bodybuilding when it comes down to like hypertrophy and building muscle? Well, no, but that's not the goal at the end of the day. You're going to build muscle doing that stuff regardless, right? So using EMOMs are super, super good. Well, something using density sets are really, really good. What we call intensifiers in the workout routine. You can do drop sets. You can do supersets. You can do different types of circuits. So all I am saying is you got to start looking out a little more and finding out, like, okay, is this realistic for me to do? We need to be training more like athletes and less like bodybuilders. You're just going to gain way more benefit when it comes down to your goals.